This is HPR episode 1923 entitled, Klaatu and System 76, and is part of the series, Interviews. It is hosted by Klaatu and is about 8 minutes long. The summary is, Klaatu interviews Sam about KJD newest line of System 76 computers.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi everyone, this is Klaatu and I'm at All Things Open, standing at the System 76 booth talking to Sam about System 76. It looks like you've got a new line of laptops coming out, and the cool thing about them that really got me excited is that it's like you touch it and it's metal.
So essentially it's our first product line to have a complete metallic chassis. It's something that we've been really pushing for over the last few years, and we're really excited for it to come out in the next 2 weeks or so.
What are the specs like on, like, let's, this is a 15-inch, I guess, or is that the 15-inch?
Yeah, that's the 15-inch.
Is there something smaller than that, or is that where you guys are starting now?
So that's where we're starting out at. Okay. We're starting out with a 15-inch. It also comes in a 17-inch as well. The base model is going to come with the i7 6th-gen.
Wow, so the base model starts with i7.
Yep. Base is going to start with an i7. It's going to most likely start with an 8-gig DDR4 memory, and then you're going to get also the NVIDIA GTX 970M by default.
Okay.
For the most case, we have dropped the optical drive in general. We've seen a drop in demand for it, so it's something that's just kind of, it's going away. A few of our products are still going to carry it. However, moving forward, I think it might be something that continues on the wayside.
Yeah. I love the, one of the things about my Gazelle.
The Gazelle. Yep.
Is the number of ports. Like, I think I have like an eSATA and mm-hmm. like two USB 3s and mm-hmm. like every kind of port I could ever want. Same deal here? Are we adding anything, or is it?
So essentially we've upgraded some video output association for it. So with all of our previous models, you were only really able to export to two displays.
Okay.
Now on this one, as well as our new Serval WS, which comes out Thursday, you're gonna get up to three external displays via mini display port.
Okay.
And HDMI out.
Okay.
The eSATA is something that we've tried really hard to keep. I don't think it's going to be available.
Oh, that's a deal breaker, because I've actually never used mine. It was just cool to have it.
Right? It's a nice feature. Yeah. We definitely have people that use it, but with the USB 3.0, we've seen a nice transition for it.
Cool. Okay.
We've done desktops since creation, and then the workstations, we've got 6th-gen coming out on our Rattel and our Wild Dog. I believe we were making announcement today for the Wild Dog, and then those are going to be released in the next week as well. The Serval WS is coming out on Thursday, and then this should be following very short after. And then essentially all of our laptops at this point are now being in the upgrade stage of 6th-gen from Intel.
Cool. It seems like, I know that System 76 sort of, not rebranded, but like, I don't know, did a branding overhaul or whatever, mm-hmm. like a redesign and everything. And it seems like you guys have really been active sort of with, I guess, the community. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if you consider it the System 76 community mm-hmm. or whatever, but mm-hmm. it seems like you've been engaging people with like art contests and stuff like that.
So I feel we've definitely always tried to do it. In the last year or so, we've brought on some really good new people that have really helped us in a marketing and design aspect in order to push the brand out there, get it a little bit more well known. They do a fantastic job. The Super Fan Contest, which just ended on Sunday, I think is going to drive some really cool things. We've got some fun stuff ready to go for all the people that get to take advantage of that.
Who do you personally, or maybe you're not allowed to say it personally if you're representing 76, but who do you see as like System 76? Six's like ideal audience? Like, who are you really wanting to attract?
So I want to say everyone,
right?
That guy who's going to steal my computer.
that's
the official answer. Is we have a product that really can fit any person's needs.
Yeah.
And I think that we've got a product that can bring over a lot of, basically make a lot of converts out of Windows and Mac users.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, for the most part, people might, outside of who already know the environment have never tried it before.
Right.
We try to make it as easy for them to get into it as well.
Yeah, well, I think you've definitely done that. I mean, your laptops, I've recommended it to several people, and they've been really, really happy with them. I think the metal case is going to convert probably a lot more people over, because it's just, I mean, like, I used to do this to my old brand of computers, which were already made out of metals before I switched to Linux, and it just, like, it felt so solid, right? Mm-hmm. And then the first time I got a non that brand of computer, I picked it up by the edge of the laptop, and it just kind of felt like it was gonna flop or like break apart. Mm-hmm. And that thing is like solid, but it's not like heavy. It's just solid.
It's just a solid. I really hope that we're gonna be able to make everything in the future kind of more towards that quality. And as we continue to grow, I don't think it'll be an issue, and we'll get better and better stuff as we get larger and larger.
Yeah, and I guess it's kind of nice because everything's pre-installed, and it just kind of, you open it up and it truly does just work. What's the process of, let's say I bought one, I get it in the mail, I plug it in, I turn it on, does it just prompt me for a username and then it starts, or what's the process of install?
It really is that simple.
Okay.
It's powered on, you go through a quick couple steps, you're ready, you're up and running.
Cool.
Internet works fine, Wi-Fi connect, surfing in under 5-10 minutes.
How does this, have you played any games on the 15, the Gazelle? Oryx Pro.
Yeah, so the Oryx Pro, we've actually got Steam on it right now.
Okay.
And it runs phenomenally. We've got some Surgeon game that I wasn't too familiar with, but they were running fairly well. I think that really, if you're going to be looking for some hardware to run some games on, this could be the new thing for you. It's lightweight. It provides pretty much everything you need in the 970M, so it could be the new...
Yeah, the 970 is a good chip. I mean, I've never used the mobile version, to be honest, but I mean, it's pretty capable. That's great. How much is this, the Oryx Pro 15-inch? What does it start at?
Gotcha. So the 15-inch is going to start somewhere around $1,300.
Okay.
And then the processor is going to be upgradable, a single option, as well as the memory from the 8 gig. It's going to go up to 64 gigs. Which we're very happy for and thankful to Intel's whole Skylake release making that a possible option for us.
That's cool.
And you can also get 4 terabytes of SSDs on there.
Nice. Okay. So. Wow. That's amazing. Cool. Thank you very much for the interview, and thanks for the really cool computers.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.